When President Bush nominated Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court, he made this observation.
20 years from now, she'll be the same person with the same philosophy that she is today. She'll have more experience. She'll have been a judge. But nevertheless, her philosophy won't change.
Commentator Kermit Hall is the editor of the Oxford Companion to the Supreme Court. He was struck by the president's comments, and he says inconsistency is sometimes the mark of a good justice.
Those words suggest it would be wrong for Myers, once on the bench, to back away from positions she now holds. These words ironically come from a president who wishes that the High Court would change its mind and reverse Roe v. Wade. There is an additional irony for Myers. She now finds herself pigeonholed, despite the fact that she has changed her faith and her political party. Myers's life reminds us of the statement attributed to Winston Churchill. If you're not a liberal when you're 25, Churchill supposedly said, you have no heart. If you're not a conservative by the time you're 35, you have no brain. The president's promise about the future behavior of Myers is jarring. The Constitution's history teaches that we have often met the promises of the words written above the entrance to the Supreme Court, equal justice under law, when our leaders have changed their minds. James Madison adamantly opposed including a Bill of Rights in the original Constitution. Faced with the prospect of losing the ratification battle, however, he subsequently secured passage of those crucial amendments in the first Congress. The same has been true for the High Court. John Marshall Harlan was a slaveholder who, once on the bench, provided the lone dissent in Plessy v. Ferguson in 1896, a decision affirming racial segregation. 60 years later, the court changed its mind, holding unanimously in Brown v. the Board of Education that segregation should be reversed. Several members of the court had to backpedal, most notably Stanley Reed, who had planned to dissent. Hugo Black, an Alabamian who had been a member of the Ku Klux Klan, voted to end segregation. The president also underestimates the importance of advocacy in the American legal system. Lawyers, after all, are supposed to urge judges to change law. The issue is not whether there will be legal change, but the direction and velocity of change. The greatest lawyers, like Louis Brandeis, recognized that changing judges' minds was often a lawyer's duty, not only for the best interests of a client, but for the well-being of the nation. A justice has a responsibility to take those arguments seriously. That is why the framers clothed them with extraordinary independence. The framers understood that changing one's mind is, when done in the interests of justice, an essential feature of judging and an important way for each generation to address an unpredictable future. No matter what President Bush may hope for the future, one thing is certain. He cannot predict it any more than anyone else can. What counts is having justices of integrity, intellect, independence, experience, and courage. Which brings us back to the quality of Harriet Myers or any other judicial nominee. We should expect that as the Senate Judiciary Committee sounds her heart, they will find a person who knows that judicial independence, making hard choices, and sometimes changing one's mind all go together.
Kermit Hall is the editor of the Oxford Companion to the Supreme Court.